Hello, this is Jason Tucker, and I can be found over at jasontucker.us. So I'm driving home today, and I was listening to a couple different podcasts and reading some RSS on the train and just trying to get through all my feeds and stuff. And I was reading something about how on the iPad 2, and I, from what I hear, the iPad, the first iPad as well, had this thing where you can't use a GPS unless you get the 3G version of it. The GPS, GPS does not exist unless you have the 3G version of the iPad. On Friday, I plan to get probably a 32 gig Wi-Fi version. I carry a MiFi that my work gave me. I also have a jailbroken iPhone 4, so, tethering on either one of those networks, either AT&T on my iPhone or Verizon on my MiFi, is totally doable and no problems there. So, I was trying to figure out if, not for me, but for other people, does it make sense to get the 3G, and even if you don't use it, just to have it. But the problem is that the 3G costs an extra $140 or something like that. That just seems ridiculous to pay for that. Yeah, you have the convenience of being able to flip on the 3G if you want and use it. But I guess the only, kind of rub there is the is having the GPS. I don't know. I still haven't figured out what my workflow is going to be like. What I'm going to be using the iPad for. I've never owned an iPad. I know what I'm going to use it for, but I don't know what the limitations are of it and how I would be using it. I know that my intent, at least, is to be able to read magazines, read books, be able to watch TV shows on there that I download off the internet, stuff like that. Surf the web on it. I load up the MiFi or tether off the iPhone and surf the web on it. That's definitely something that I want to do with it. So, I don't really see myself using or needing to use the GPS on it. All that much. How cool is that to have a mount on and in your car and have Google Maps or Navigon or something running full screen on the thing? It's pretty cool and all, but I don't know. I don't see myself using it. I use my iPhone all the time with Navigon. Anywhere I go, I use Navigon on my phone. If I'm in a pinch and just want to quickly look something up, I'll use Google Maps. Why not? It's quick and easy and takes addresses, written in plain English instead of the backwards English that Navigon wants you to use. But I don't know. So what are you going to do? You're going to buy an iPad, or you may be buying an iPad. What's your intentions here? Are you thinking of getting the 3G, or are you going to just get the Wi-Fi like me? I don't know. Go over to jasontucker.us. I'll have a blog post up in a little while asking that exact question. And let's see if we can get a discussion going on it. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are, and we'll go from there. All right, well, this is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us, and I'll talk at you later. Bye-bye.